Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy back from vacation.
Hello.
It is good to have you.
It's good to be back.
Good that you're back and healthy and safe and alive.
No bear bites.
No bear bites.
I was really bummed. I really wanted to see a moose.
Yeah.
No mooses.
The only moose I've ever seen is inside a Bass Pro Shop, and I am blown away by how big they are. And it's Monday, and you know, on Mondays, we like to get you good information with our dear friend, Dr. Sal.
We here at the Carson and Kennedy program try to stay abreast of all the changes in our world and bring that information to you. However, let's be honest, none of us went to medical school, nor did we stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Thankfully, we found a professional who did at least one of those things. Please welcome Dr. Sal.
And if you have a question for Dr. Sal, 617-931-1234. You can call or text right now, 617-931-1234. Good morning, Dr. Sal.
Good morning. How are you? Happy Monday.
It's good to talk to you again. Thank you for coming on. I'm just going to get right into it. A text from the 508. I have a question for Dr. Sal. Has he heard that the WHO has messed up on the actual reporting of deaths from the coronavirus, and that the government has been skewing the numbers to frighten everyone, and that masks will not protect us from the virus? And of course, Dr. Sal is a public health doctor. What is your opinion on both of those things?
Yeah, so you know, there's we can take a lot of information and we can manipulate it, but I think the biggest thing is that, you know, no one's perfect, right? While we're going through this pandemic, everyone's putting their best foot forward to get the most accurate data. I don't think that, I think as it stands today, we're still working through the data collection, the mortality collection, but to say that it, you know, anything like that was intentional regarding the WHO, I think is just, you know, unfair, untrue. I think the beginning stages of that were initiated when the WHO was involved with China, and China wasn't giving them all the information they needed. And if you don't have all the information you need, you're going to come out with, you know, C-plus data. So I don't think, you know, we can say that the WHO is out and has a political agenda. I would disagree with that.
All right. And masks. I mean, it seems...
People who do surgery wear them. I don't understand what the problem is.
Right.
It's
why are people...
proven.
Yeah. Isn't it proven to help? I mean...
I saw Bill Nye, the science guy, try and blow out a candle. And I'm telling you right now that I believe him.
Yes.
So therefore, I wear a mask.
Yeah. I think it's about civil liberties and freedom and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, everyone has a right to an opinion, and that's fine. But I think it's very clear, right? If you look at areas that are mandating masks, requiring the masks, the numbers are lower. I mean, it's just common sense. So, everyone keep doing what you're doing. Keep yourself safe. Keep your friends, your loved ones safe. The last thing you want to do is transmit the virus to someone while you're asymptomatic. And if that person is, you know, has an underlying condition, you know, that could be very, very serious or fatal to them. It's not worth it. Just wear the face covering. You know, I tell people all the time, get over it. Just put one on.
Well said. Yes. We have a text from the 508. Thoughts on working inside without masks with the 14-foot spacing rules that the state of Mass has in place. Is that a thing?
What was the question?
What are your thoughts on working inside without masks? Apparently, they say that there is 14-foot spacing rules that Massachusetts has in place. maybe at where they work. I'm not sure.
Working out. It says working out inside.
Oh, working out inside. So, sorry. Yeah. Thank you. It's at the gym.
Okay.
So if you have...
If you're working out inside a gym without a mask, but you're 14 feet apart from someone.
Yeah. So, you know, working out in a gym is definitely, you know, I'm all for exercise, and I have not been back to a gym yet. My wife goes to a gym every day. She feels very safe there. I personally like to be outside right now while it's warm. So, you know, I haven't personally experienced it, but I know that, you know, is there any more risk than going into a grocery store with 1,000 people? You know, it's still to be determined. I would say the best thing to do is wear the mask, keep it on, and just remember, you know, hand hygiene is going to be huge in the gym. Everything you touch.
Yep.
If you wipe your eyes because you're sweating, there's increased risk. So, you know, just follow the guidelines for your own safety. I would keep the mask on.
Yeah.
For someone on a treadmill, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But just like anything else, I bet you a person could get used to it. Mm-hmm.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking with Dr. Sal, who is a public health doctor. And you can text in your questions. What is the question, Annie?
Yeah, so Dr. Sal, someone asked, do you think that if kids are sitting 6 feet apart, that masks are really necessary the whole time? We can take masks off while sitting at restaurant tables. I understand the need of sitting closer together in common areas. That's when you would have to wear one. But do you think that it is necessary to wear them all day in school, since that'll be so rough for kids to do?
Good correlation to being in a restaurant, except you're not in a restaurant for 8 hours. You know, most people in a restaurant are typically adults, not four-year-olds or five-year-olds. And it imposes a risk. So I would say no. They're doing the right thing. Keep the face covering on. Whatever we can do to keep our kids in school safely is the right thing to do. So I would disagree. Keep the mask on the little ones. They'll get used to it. We all adapt and change.
And it seems like what I've seen in the news this morning is that there is concern that the numbers are growing with children. Have you heard that?
They are growing. And you know, just like when we reopen the economy, then the numbers grew again. That's expected, right? It's because, you know, as daycares open back up, as camps had opened back up, the numbers are going to go up, and that's going to be the same when schools open. There is going to be some transmission, because there are going to be people that don't follow the rules, or the biggest thing is sending your kid to school when they're sick. You know, even mildly, that's a high risk. But we do have some very exciting news today. I'm not sure if you saw that.
Let's go.
Saliva test is going to be available very soon.
Oh, that's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, we had talked about this on the air a couple of weeks ago. Kate Merrill had brought this up, that they were around because of professional sports. Maybe the NBA had helped get this through quicker.
Yes, it's called Saliva Direct. And there's a lot of reasons why we're really excited. We never thought in the medical world we'd be so excited about spit, but we are. So the thing that's really exciting about Saliva Direct is it is going to enable rapid testing. The test is accomplished in just a couple hours. It's less expensive, less invasive. So if anyone's had a test where they call it the brain digger, they go the nasal pharyngeal swab.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's really not.
You're dramatic.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, it's just saliva under the tongue. And what it's going to do is, because of the way that they created the test, it's less complex. So the how we can generate supplies to be able to continue the test is going to be greatly improved. And unlike other tests, this has greater than 94% sensitivity. So it's really accurate. This is going to be a game changer for everyone, and actually may help allow to improve opening up the economy or improve the workplaces and schools as well.
Oh, Dr. Amazing. Sal, leaving us on a high note today.
Yes, we needed
Thank
that.
Thank you, we needed that. Saliva! Saliva!
All right, it was good to talk to you again, Dr. Sal. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week, guys.
All right. Talk to you later. He's not kidding about not going back into the gym. We've become friends on Facebook. That guy is a runner.
Yes.
He is always out running.
So. It's good for your brain.
Yep. All right. Well, good news from Dr. Sal. Again, every Monday at about this time. And if you have a question for him, 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.